Pelletier is not an uncommon name in Aroostook County today, but Louis Pelletier recalls when his grandfather first brought the name to Allegash at around the time of the Civil War. Pelletier, who just turned 91, has written a memoir of sorts called A is for Allegash, A Lumberjack's Life. He had some help on the project from an accomplished writer, his daughter, the novelist Kathy Pelletier, who also conducted a recorded interview with her father recently at their family home in Allegash.
I was born in the spring of 1920 in the small town of Allegash, Maine. I was born in the house my father built to a family of 7 boys and 4 girls. Most of the men in our town made a living in the woods as lumberjacks. In those years, lumberjacks would leave Allegash each autumn and go up into the woods to cut logs. My grandfather, Nizer Pelletier, was the first one to bring the Pelletier name to Allegash. In 1865, he married a young girl from here. That autumn, Nizer left with the rest of the loggers. When he came out in the spring, his young wife had died in childbirth, and both she and the baby had been buried.
This is Kathy Pelletier, and I'm talking to my father, Louis Pelletier, about his new book, A is for Allegash. We're sitting on the banks of the St. John River in our home, a house that my dad built and the house I was born in. When did you start playing fiddle?
4 years old, maybe. My brother had a violin there, so I'd take it and sit up on the stairs when I was small, and I'd play at it.
You always said that the way that your Thibodeau uncles fiddled reminded you of the way the Cajuns play fiddle, is that?
Oh, yes.
And that makes sense because your mother was a Thibodeau, which is an Acadian name.
Yes, my mother was a Thibodeau. But then my mother played all kinds of music, so that's where we get that. We play anything, you know.
When did you learn to play harmonica?
Almost the same time. I was in the 6 or 8 years old or something like that.
Let's talk about some of the things you experienced back when you were a boy. For instance, there was such a thing as stopping blood, and my great uncle, your uncle Dennis Pelletier, was famous for being able to stop blood.
Well, he used to, different times he'd do it for us, and there's for somebody to get cut or hurt or something, he'd salt the blood. And one day I was up in the woods, yarding some wood with a pair of horses, and Uncle Dennis was hauling wood with a horse there too. So first thing I seen, I was breaking road, I seen the snow was all red with blood. And I stopped and I knew Uncle Dennis was coming, so I unhooked the horse and I went back and I met him. He was coming up to his road. So as soon as I got there, the horse stopped bleeding right off. So I turned around with the horse, went back and hooked him up and went back to work with him again. He was good at that though.
And that's something you believed in?
Yeah.
I know Uncle Dennis told me that the charm had to be kept in the family, and it had to be a man tell it to a woman or a woman tell it to a man. And he taught it to me before he died, so maybe I'll have a chance to try it one day.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Easter water. That was a part of your childhood, going each Easter with your father. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, a Sunday morning, we'd have to do it before daybreak.
On Easter?
On Easter, yeah. So we'd go down early in the morning, we'd find a place if there was a channel in the ice somewhere. If not, we'd have a hole where we used to get water for the animals and for ourselves too. And we'd go there and dip up the water, and you'd have to dip it up 3 times to be good.
And you kept the third dip that you dipped up?
Well, you never dipped any out. You just kept dipping it up. And the third time was you'd fill your pail, and that's what it, you know.
And it had to be running water before the sun came up on Easter morning?
So, but Easter water is something that never spoiled. It lasted all the time. You could keep a jug of that anywhere for years, you know.
And what did Grammy use the water for during the year?
Well, sometimes if someone was sick or something, they'd drink some of the water for medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed to help. So I used to like to take a drink of it once in a while, too, you know. Summer night, before I'd fall asleep as a boy, I stand out on the front porch and look up at the stars. You could hear the Elgash River rolling past in the dark. If it was winter, I'd always find the group of stars that looks like a hunter. Then I'd come inside and Mama would tell me to say my rosary beads. I'd wait for Papa to close the door and check the fire in the wood stove. And then I'd watch Mama turn down the oil lamp until the wick sputtered out and the house was dark. I could still see her in my memory, looking so young, with so many years ahead of her yet, both her and Papa. It seemed we would always stay young then. That's so many years ago now. Listen, I hear the owl hooting from the back ridge. It must be getting late. I guess it's time to say good night to you. So good night, my family and friends.